Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled An Open, Generous Heart, was written by Wynne Collier. After Vicky's old car broke down, with no option for repair, she started scraping together money for another vehicle. Chris, a frequent customer of the restaurant where Vicky works at the drive-thru window, one day heard her mention she needed a car. "I couldn't stop thinking about it," Chris said. "I had to do something." So he bought his son's used car. His son had just put it up for sale, shined it up, and handed Vicky the keys. Vicky was shocked. "Who does that?" she said in amazement and gratitude. The scriptures call us to live with open hands, giving freely as we can, providing what's truly best for those in need. As Paul says in 1 Timothy, "Command those who are rich to do good, to be rich in good deeds." We don't merely perform a benevolent act here or there, but rather live out a cheerful spirit of giving. Big-heartedness is our normal way of life. Be generous and willing to share, we're told in verse 18. As we live with an open, generous heart, we don't need to fear running out of what we need. Rather, the Bible tells us that in our compassionate generosity, we're taking hold of true life. With God, genuine living means loosening our grip on what we have and giving to others freely. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 17 through 19. Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. Let's pray. Father God, everything we own is ours because you have entrusted it to our care. In light of this, help us to hold on to what we have loosely. Let us be generous with those in need. Show us how we can use what we have to be a help and a blessing to someone else. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.